Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Afternoon, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I'm your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the afternoon time and on this hump day. All right, I hope everybody's getting it in today. All right, I've been looking forward to just coming on air today just to share with you some great spoken word and some great music for this hour of the spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix. We're gearing up for this year's event on September 29th here in the Michigan area. So excited about that. We're going to be giving you all the details of that later on in the show, but let's get it started and off and popping with some great music and spoken word for you. We have various artists on the show. And we just want to share the love and keep them in rotation. And we're going to start the day off with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Chocolate Woman. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, tilt your ear so you can get an earful.
This poem's called Chocolate Woman. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this and a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles and a nice long black licorice roll and cashews, a quarter of a pound was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate-covered orange sticks, you know the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They weren't flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate sweetie to go home with me. First in the bag, the well-endowed bosom body milk chocolate honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the figure that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth super curvy fine Sonia Latham disappearing at loving basketball, brown sugar, sweet looking just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones, don't break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdo it. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better to devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll. The chocolate con make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juices. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa toad long leg Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My bag was full with all the taste of the chocolate woman. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple menage a trois of a dark chocolate apple bottom caramel smooth super duty fine. I had to have extra that. Now, I couldn't help myself but walking out the door, I found myself sucking on a couple to a chocolate woman. I had to go back and buy two more of her. Her toes in my mouth tasted so good, it gave me that Tootsie Roll feeling. Anyway, I forced myself to keep the bag closed, and I had something that every man wanted, a harem of chocolate women. I couldn't wait to get home and lick them and suck them and kiss them in places I would never tell anybody. As soon as I hit the door, I almost moved too fast. I wanted to tear into the bag. I was horny for some chocolate. But this is one of those moments a man needs to take his time. So I set the mood for my devouring session. I showered and put on some soft music and some cologne. I put some logs on the fire. I poured some Baileys in my coffee and a shot of whiskey. I was ready to get my freak on. I opened the bag to the fully exposed chocolate women. Oh, no! My little chocolate ladies had melted. Now, I had a bag of multicolored, multi-textured, mixed-flavored chocolate goo. No more chocolate faces of beauty, no more white chocolate feminine features, sweetheart. My caramel smooth superfine had pulled a disappearing hair from me. Melted, melted, melted. My extra thick, double chocolate thigh high sweetness. I wanted to cry. No more chocolate apple bottom baby got back. My lips were going to miss out on the local ultra full lift cocoa toast. My chocolate women had left me holding the bag. What was I to do? I was sitting there butt naked with a bag of chocolate. I had a thought. Maybe if I heat the chocolate goo up a little more and I pour it on me, and then I could enjoy myself. I mean, I was by myself, and since, you know, tying myself and spanking myself and got no one, talking dirty to myself wasn't working anymore. You know, you gotta keep your love life fresh. Try new things and good things. But before I heated the mix, I stuck my finger in the chocolate goo for a taste of my ex chocolate women, now melted into one. Oh, the flavor mixed together, it was good. All of a sudden, I felt like I had spent the night in a Holiday Inn. I was feeling smart. When I from the collection of chocolate women melted over the one, another dip in my finger, and I was feeling strong. I tore the bag open. I bared my face. I sniffed, I kissed, I licked, I sucked, I ate. I did not stop. It was good to the last chocolate drop. Since all the chocolate women had melted, the one that I was eating the chocolate woman from head to toe, a wonderful feeling overcame me. I realized I was becoming the complete man. From the ingredients inside the chocolate woman, from what was outside that caught my eye, the thought and feeling of her and tasting her all as one, the whole, the complete, the chocolate woman made me a better chocolate man.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Chocolate Woman from his CD, Romantic Blues. That is one of the show favorites. A lot of people love that. And, you know, on our open mic night, he gets a lot of love for Chocolate Woman. That's all also in his book collection, Brushstrokes. This is one awesome brother. He is definitely going to be hanging out with us here in Michigan in September and bringing you some live spoken word in his own way, centrally. All right, we certainly appreciate that. We're going to keep the show going right here and mix it up like we do, and we're just going to play a little music. This is Aw Yeah, featuring Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle. Take a listen in. Thank you.
than anyone can be. Yeah. Attraction, now that's something different. And thankfully you're both to me.
Global listeners, that was Aw Yeah, featuring Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle. Real nice and smooth for you this afternoon, this hump day. We're going to keep it going. You know how we got to do it on this hour. We mix it up with a little bit of spoken word, some old school music, and a little bit of flavor from that new era of music. So we're going to put some spoken word back up in the mix, and we're going to go with Mr. Hakeem Crampton, repping the D, and this is his piece. It's Who Am I, one of my favorite pieces of his. All right, let's check it out.
Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me. I am the all of the universe that it can contain. I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the season of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, yes, Detroit. All our global listeners, Mahakeem Cranter representing the D with Who Am I? This is the hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and I am your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time on this hot day. All right, spoken word artists are really out there doing their thing. We certainly appreciate Mr. Hakeem Crampton. And we're going to just keep it going up in the mix up in here. We're going to put it Israel with Arizona T and Skittles, another spoken word artist repping out there. All right.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona Sweet Tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. an agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze, when I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces, and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the bloodstained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres, not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no, but right here on this American soil. We've been in civil war. Excuse me, I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches, babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say when at night I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes? But since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming. And it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap. And your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve. Because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
Woo! Welcome back to Twilight and all our global listeners. This is the Avatar Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio mixed with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. That was Brother Israel with Arizona Tea and Skittles. Really getting it in, expressing himself. Right, inspired by, you know, the current events with the Trayvon Martin incident here. But he's definitely expressed himself deeply, and I definitely felt that peace right there. We're going to keep it rolling with some more spoken word for you. All right, we're going to get my girl up in here in the midst, Miss Jazzy Sadelic. All right, Detroit, won't you check her out with Unity?
This is a public service announcement. Everyone's attention. We've come a long way since the civil rights movement. So I just have one question. How do we go from chains and whips to Bloods and Crips? From pumping our fists to emptying clips? How do we get from Rosewood to Boys in the Hood? From peace, my brother, my sister, what's good? We bleed not only red, but green and black. The colors of our forgotten African ancestors that struggle with oppressions on their backs. Consider the facts. Why is it our own we attack? The crab effect. Pulling each other down just to be politically correct? With all due respect, we're not above one another. Let go of the old house slave mentality. It's not about skin color. And why are we living out the dream of the king? And I don't mean Elvis. Although sometimes we act like we're all shook up. We need to take time out and pick a book up. Learn our history. Don't rely on someone else telling his story or her story. But the story's about tears and glory. And when we say niggas, how do you figure? We don't bypass the stereotypes of the whites. our focus must be restoration. 50 years later, we're still striving for unification. 2012, no more hesitation. Love, peace, and blessings.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back. That was Miss Jazzy Fidelic with Unity. All right, we definitely need that in America today, Unity. But we need to definitely break it down and understand what Unity really is all about. All right, we're going to keep the show going here because we want to mix so many artists up in here just so you can become acquainted with them and some of those potentials who will be joining us this September 29th at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards here in the Michigan area. I'm going to put Mr. Kyrie Toure in the mix here with his Bombshell.
Oye, que quiere bombón.
She's a bombshell, the new millennium Marilyn Monroe. A stunning seductress, so curvy and voluptuous, but she's not your stereotypical busty bimbo. See, a bombshell is not only a sex symbol, she's also beautiful and brilliant. And nothing is capable of breaking a bombshell spirit because she's resilient. Plus, she's blessed with curves and a shape that can make men salivate. And she can shake a rump shaker like Josephine Baker. She exudes sex appeal like Dorothy Dandridge and Mae West. Loves her body so she doesn't need to get fake breasts. And she told me thick women like her can not only turn men's heads and break necks, a bombshell can also break a man's wallet and take home his paycheck. Ow! Mommy could have been from Puerto Rico, Brazil, New York, or Miami. I approached Mama Cita and went over to greet her. She recognized me and said, Cardi, Papi, you're my favorite poet, you're the real Don Dada. I looked at the Spanish-speaking bombshell and simply replied, De nada. She wore a red dress, 3-inch stilettos. Mommy was on fire, and watching her dance was making my pupils perspire. And I was spellbound while watching the way her round hips sway. The DJ started to play the salsa sounds of the great Tito Puente. And mommy was so sexy, she made me wish that I could holler at her in Spanish fluently. Ow! Never underestimate the power of a brilliant-minded, super-thick bombshell. She's a bustin' beauty queen who was born for the big screen. Put her in a magazine and she has the type of natural beauty that doesn't need to be airbrushed. And she doesn't need to wear a lot of makeup, just give her lip gloss and a hairbrush. She's comfortable in her own skin. She's the reason why thick women are always in. Her hips and thighs have the power to leave men hypnotized. And she doesn't need collagen injections because she's blessed with full lips. She wears sexy attire and men admire her full hips. Definitely got the bombshell. Yeah.
Oh, Yes, I love that track right there by Mr. Kari Toure with Bombshell. Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. This is your girl, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time on this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. All right, that was a mouthful, but we had to get it in. All right, we're going to keep it going and put some music up in the mix for a moment. And Miss L. Renee is going to break it down for us right now with her reflection. Welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Miss L. Renee with her piece in Reflection. All right, we're going to keep it going in here. The hour is going by very swiftly, and we're definitely loving this hour. Thank you guys for hanging out with me on this hour. I know you're at work, and you could be doing anything else, but you're hanging out with me, so I definitely appreciate you for that. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and you know how we got to do on this hour, mix it up a little bit. We're going to go back to some spoken word for you, and we're going to have Mr. Ray Yerby, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2 with the Rosary of Denial. This is one of my favorite pieces. Check it out, Detroit. I'm glad. I know you'll enjoy it as well.
You came to me silently like these in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin. Like it's without sin, should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable. Just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts of my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
For that being be able to be played on the show here. All right, we're going to keep it going here. Now, you know, we got to mix some old school up in here. So I'm going to take you way, way back. Not too way back, but just a little bit. And we're going to go with Miss Chaka Khan, a sweet thing, and then we'll be back with some more spoken word for you.
I can't.
Miss Shaka Khan determined all our global listeners with her sweet thing. All right, let's keep it rolling up in here. We just have 17 and a half more minutes remaining in the show, and we just got to keep it going up in the mix this hour. Doing the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. As we promised, we're going to bring come back with some more spoken word for you. And we definitely have this awesome brother that we're going to share with you this afternoon. And it's just so wonderful to be able to hear spoken word artists just really flow in such a way where you can actually feel the expressions coming from their soul as they express these words. All right, but we're going to shake it up a little bit and bring some folk dancing up in here. We're going to bring you live with Mr. Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, Action!
Lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality. Where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beast for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. And get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. USA. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win an Emmy. 'Cause Lord knows, a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like, lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. Real talk, just like the movies. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we so pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
Bring you the Oracle with her, Luna Love Affair.
In imagine a white moon with a blue haze halo surrounding it, and dark thunderous clouds engulfing it, then parting slowly, rhythmically, sensually. It reminded me of a passionate encounter. Aloha, welcome to paradise, where blue skies, turquoise waters, kissing rains, and gentle breezes are the norm. Standing naked in the jacuzzi, giving praise and performing a ritual moon dance in honor of the moment, all because you were mine. Loner, love up there, don't you know you're mine? Loner, love up there. Hello, I say, can you see me? I see you. Move aside, you dark, jealous lover. The clouds part in obedience. Arms outstretched, awaiting the arrival of Mother Wisdom. Silence droning on in anticipation of the moment when a word would be spoken and heard. All because he wants her. Of the night, can this be real? This bliss enveloping, caressing, loving me so carefully, tenderly. The lady smiles, then blinks. And in that moment, her thunderous, foreboding lover engulfs her. Her smile flickers, and she is gone. All because he was, he truly, truly was. Her lunar love affair. Yes, he was her. Luna, love. Yes, he was. Sitting down, I contemplate what has just happened. I realize my sexual encounter with nature, though brief, will have a lasting effect. Somehow, I am changed forever for the good. For all of my life, all because you were, you truly, truly were. Jacuzzi, at one with nature, God, the universe, and me.
Yes, yes, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Smith, the Oracle, bringing it live from California, Hollywood, California, with her Luna Love Affair. Absolutely love that lady. She's a great spirit. Never met her in my life, but you can just feel that beauty that exudes from a person, and you get that from her every time she calls into the radio show or expressed through her words of poetry. So I absolutely love that piece of hers. Definitely keep it going in the mix. We got approximately nine more minutes remaining in the show, and you know we have to just keep it all up in the mix. I'm just going to play a little bit of music from Lil Wayne, but how to love.
And we'll be back with some more spoken words.
Cut the music up. Let it out. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here, now you're over there. Oh, not to death. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a youngin', your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself. So when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. So you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. Be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and sipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You see a lot of crooks when them crooks still took it. See you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. Far from the usual. Far from the usual. You see, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love.
Detroit and all our global listeners, this is the hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. I'm your host, Miss Poetic Energy, and that was Lil Wayne with How to Love. I really actually love that piece right there of his. All right, let's keep it going. We have 3.5 more minutes remaining in the show. We're just going to quickly announce that we are having a Spoken Word Billboard World Program September the 29th at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. We are going to be having some phenomenal people perform. We're still collecting those lists of people, but we're going to have steppers, musicians, spoken word artists just coming through live, and dancers, and, you know, it's just going to be a fun, full fun-filled night and great, awesome event to award some amazing, talented people. It will just not be awards for spoken word artists, but unsigned indie artists as well. So we're looking for a great night. If you think you might be able to perform September 29th here in the Michigan area, we haven't got us working on the information for the website to include the location, the pictures for the website. But you can contact us at my publishing company number at 734-365-6689. If you're interested in possibly performing at the show, we would love to have you join in with us. It's going to be a red carpet style event. Definitely going to have photographers and media there. So, we're looking for a great time. So reach out and touch me if you can. Well, you can. But we're so looking forward to everyone attending this awesome event, to commemorate just such a moment in the literary world out here. We definitely appreciate being celebrated in such a way. And, you'll be able to tell your families and friends about it, and we'll have the ticket site information for you probably on the next show. So watch out for that. Stay tuned for that, and we'll definitely be posted in various locations. If you're in the Michigan area, you know me. You know my number directly. Just reach out and touch me for ticket information. And we will be announcing the actual direct link for the site to purchase tickets. We will be using the ticket box office that's actually there at the facility. They have their own nicely designed facility for people to be able to purchase tickets offline, as well as at the box office there on Lake location. And we definitely will be having vendors tables for sale for $125. So if you're an artist that wants to sell your CDs and your chat books and everything, and you're interested in purchasing a table, just reach out and touch us. And again, you'll be able to have a link to be able to go and do that directly, or, again, call me with detailed information, and we can get that information from you so that you can secure a table. There will be a total of 9 tables available, so they're going to go quickly. So we'll get out and make sure you have that information. I just want to take this time to thank all of you who are hanging out with me on the switchboard. I love you. So many people from various area codes. I know you at work at this hour, but you chose to hang out with me, so I so love you and appreciate you for the support and love you show here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Certainly check out our other shows throughout the week. We have our Thursday night open mic on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please do come through and share your voice, poets. In the afternoon, I have my Mia Happy Life Coaching show that I do, which is going very, very awesome. I'm doing a community women's group. We had a group of awesome women exercising with me at the YWCA. If you're in the Michigan area and you feel like you want to share some of those pounds with all of us plus size divas, please check us out. The number to my Mia Happy Life Coaching Company is 734-288-7189. You want to check that out. We definitely love to have you. We're dressing to sweat. We ain't trying to look good, but we're trying to, look good after the fact and have that afterglow. So please do check us out. All of our shows throughout the week, we certainly appreciate your love and support. And we're going to take it out jazzy. How about that? Thanks again for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Peace. All right, we're going to take it out with Yancey with Remember. All right.